The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Marat.
Hello and welcome to The Spotlight on Radio Miraya. The Spotlight is all about the stories of the amazing things. The Spotlight brings you the stories of amazing people who have interesting journeys to share with us and their journeys of volunteerism. My name is Irene Lasu and I'm your host for the next hour. This week, our Spotlight appearance is Iwolo Avolu Joachim, and I'm really happy to have you, Joachim. Yes, usually I have to dive right in because I have your intro and your bio, but right now it's quite a bit different. I'll have to give you the platform yourself for you to tell us who you are and your professional background.
Okay. My name is Joachim Iwolo Avolu. Mm-hmm. I'm a Cameroonian and I'm actually working for UNMISS,
right.
United Nations Mission in South Sudan, mm-hmm. in JMAC. JMAC is the Joint Mission Analysis Centers. So I'm actually assigned there as Associate Information Analyst.
Right.
Yeah, I came to the mission in March, the 28th. And before I was in China, studying international relations, a master program in Shandong University. So I did 4 years there.
Okay, you should be speaking Chinese right now.
Yeah, and actually I can speak
fluent
three languages.
Oh, okay. Namely, French being part of it.
French, yeah. English, mm-hmm. and Chinese.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I am rubbing shoulders with an international here. Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
So, before China, I did my bachelor degree in Cameroon in the University of Yaoundé 1. Then I did my master 1 in the same university. The program was History of International Relations. Mm-hmm. So later I got the opportunity with the Chinese scholarship. Then in 2015, I went to China for my second master.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Joachim, what did you have for breakfast?
Today.
Yeah.
Because I woke up late.
Okay. So are you saying you didn't catch it?
To Tuku. Mm-hmm. Like, I had like 20 minutes. Yeah. So I went to Tuku. I tasted the banana cake.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of colleagues that were talking about banana cake. So
you
I went
decided
there
to try it
to
today.
Try it. Yeah.
Right. And I hope you did enjoy it. Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we are curious to know, what does your typical day look like?
My typical day look like UN staff.
Okay.
Worker who is quite busy, especially in the section where I'm working at. We are analysts and we have to know what is going on every day in the whole country, and it's a bit difficult for us to have enough time for our personal life and for ourselves. So every morning I wake up, I take a shower. If possible, I'll have a breakfast. But
if not, may skip it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I may skip
That's
it.
That's a very tight
yeah,
day for you.
So, but the lunch, I always have a lunch with my colleagues in mostly Tukul in UN House.
Okay.
And yeah, in the evening, I'll also have dinner with my friends here in Tompi.
Mm-hmm.
And at Diplomat or at Tukul.
Right.
But sometimes we used to cook too, so yeah.
Okay.
But
easy days in the evenings. Yes.
Easy days.
All right, so in your journey, yes, you have studied in China. You have also acquired a bachelor's degree in your country, Cameroon, and the University of Yaoundé. And here you are in South Sudan. What are some of the greatest lessons you have learned along the way?
What I've learned is to achieve your dreams, your objectives, you have to go for it.
Right.
Yeah.
No stopping back.
Stopping back. Because it's true that you'll face challenges. And there are also people who try to show you that it's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you have to believe in you, have to believe in your potential. And
right.
Yeah.
And this coming from a young person, by the way, you just met 28 years yeah. old. This speaks volume. All right. So you're currently serving in South Sudan under the UN mission in South Sudan. What is the most interesting part about your assignment, given you're an analyst and you are in that section?
Yeah, the most interesting part is my job, because I'm actually assigned at the early warning team.
Mm.
We have two main teams,
right.
The geographical team and the early warning. It's interesting because we have to know South Sudan.
Mm.
We have to know their culture. We have to know the history. We have to know the political challenges. We have to know everything so that we can make a good analysis.
Mm.
So
mm.
This is really an opportunity for me to know more about South Sudan and to understand all the South Sudanese dynamics in
sure.
all the areas.
Sure.
So it's
sure.
really interesting, and yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Mm, and mm. we're happy to have you. Mm. So how did you hear about the opportunity to come serve as a UN volunteer in South Sudan?
Before I was in Ethiopia,
mm.
I had an opportunity there for 6-month internship
yep.
at the UN office to the African Union. So from there, as I wanted to integrate the UN, so my colleagues and friends there advised me to
apply
mm. for the UN visa. So because I didn't know about UNVs before,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
yeah, I get to know the UNV program
right.
while being in Ethiopia. So there I have applied for 3 countries
mm.
because I wanted to be in a mission. I didn't want to work for the UN office because I feel like, you know, office is more comfortable
mm.
and you are not close to people
right.
because my aim is to be
as close as you can to the people.
Yeah. So.
Right. So how long did it take you to be confirmed or to be given an assignment in the UN?
So because first you have to place your file in the roster, in the UNV roster.
Mm.
Then later you have to wait for a mission or UN office
mm.
to pre-select you. And then from the pre-selection, you have to go for the exam, then the interview. And if you pass all of them, then you have like 1 or 2 months
right.
yeah, to be deployed.
Right. Mm. Now, Joachim, you have a music that you want to share with us. Can you just share with us your fast track with the audience?
Yeah, the fast track is a song
mm.
That I really like because it makes me remember a lot of things.
Okay, which song is that?
The song is Keneso
mm.
from Charlotte Dipanda. Charlotte Dipanda is one of the famous Cameroonian musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Keneso means go forward in the song. It's true that the language you use is Douala.
Mm.
It's the Douala language
okay.
from Cameroon.
Is that your local language there?
No.
Or one of it?
Me, I'm from the Sind. I'm Ewondo.
Okay.
Yeah. But Douala music is really famous in Cameroon
mm-hmm.
because the people like their rhythm and it's almost the same like Rumba.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay.
I really like the song, and I also like the content because she is talking to youth, to everyone who is feeling down. She's saying like you have to go forward,
mm-hmm.
you have to trust in yourself, you have to always believe that you can make it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I hope our audience does enjoy that song.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, and that's Kenesso playing right here on Radio Miraya on the Spotlight. Now, yes, my guest in the studio is one volunteer, and his name is Iwolo Joachim. Yes, Joachim, how did your first success in life make you feel? Possibly going through an interview, a graduation, wedding. Is a wedding far-fetched? Are you married?
Actually, no. But I'm in a relation.
Okay.
So I'm planning to get married very soon.
Good news. Yeah. So how did your first success in life make you feel?
My first success was in Cameroon when I got my, we call it in Cameroon, baccalaureate.
Mm.
Baccalaureate,
what
is that? Is the high school diploma.
Mm.
Yeah, and I was really happy because I was one of the outstanding students.
Wow.
So I was so excited that I didn't even know where I was because I was running around, going everywhere, shouting.
Wow,
so,
I can only imagine that.
So I think that was my first success.
Mm.
It's true that maybe I had many successes, but this one was the...
It stood out for you.
Yeah,
so, wow. Okay. Yeah. So tell me more about, still on your memorable moments. Mm-hmm. This time, of course, we're going into the childhood moments. What are some of those childhood moments that still stand out for you? I mean, a moment that really defined who you are today. Something that happened during your childhood that you think could have motivated the grown-up Iwolo of today.
So, I think I grew up in a Catholic environment. So, mm-hmm. I even wanted to be a priest. Because,
at some point.
At some point.
Okay.
And during that specific period, I was so young, but I was already a part of a lot of organizations inside, and I was even leading one when I was in primary school.
Okay.
So I think my experience has started during that period where I create a lot of small groups.
Yeah.
We start like a small group of prayer, and then we extended it in organizing activities and bringing together young people and helping them to succeed in their life through activities that we were organizing, and also through the opportunities that we have from our coordinators and our partners.
Right.
So, but I was still young, and from there, I felt like, I can really like bring people together.
Mm.
I I have that skills of always being with people, helping them. So maybe that's where my volunteer skills have started. So,
wow, that's a very good one there. So, yes, as we break into a small musical break, share with us your next track.
My next track is Gem. Gem that is a Chinese musician.
Okay.
She's still young and she's really famous in China.
Okay.
She, in 2017 and 18, got the, I think, an award of the best Chinese song.
Okay.
And she was even recognized in the States with the movie, the Passage, because The Passage was, I've selected her music as the main music of the movie. So, yeah, I really like the song because it's kind of mixture of the Western style and the Chinese.
Incorporated into the Chinese.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking she sang in Chinese.
Yeah, it's in Chinese. But when you listen to the music, sometimes you feel like it's an American song.
Okay.
But later you'll notice like, oh, this is not English. It's another language. It's
Wow, Chinese. Amazing. Yeah. And I hope the audience does do enjoy it. Welcome back. I hope you did enjoy Gem, a Chinese song fused into Western cultures there, right? This is a Spotlight, and the Spotlight brings you amazing stories from volunteers, and it comes to you every week. My name is Irene Lasu, and I am your host for this hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Yes, Iwolo, can you just tell us what feeling you got when you first arrived in South Sudan?
My feeling was a feeling of surprise.
Why were you surprised?
Surprised because of the image that people have about this country. And when I came, I've seen people smiling, people happy, people welcoming me. And that is not the idea I had before coming.
So initially, yeah. What image of South Sudan did you have before you actually came?
Yeah, before I came, I informed my friends, my parents, and everybody was like,
are you sure of your decision?
Are you sure? Mm-hmm. Do you want to go there? Because on the media, we have seen that it's not secure, it's not a good place to be. And yeah, so I'm feeling happy, actually, because I'm like South Sudanese ambassador to my people, because I'm the one telling them, like, yeah, the place is nice, and I'm feeling good. And from there, they can have the real insight of South Sudan.
Indeed. Yeah. And thank you so much for painting a positive picture out there. We truly appreciate. So what would you say have been your greatest achievements so far?
From the mission and or from
general life?
General life, my greatest achievement was giving hopes to a lot of Africans, especially in China. From 2016 to 2018, I was the African Student Union Association president.
Wow.
So in the association, we had more than 800 African students coming from 42 countries. And it was quite huge, and a lot of ideas, cultures, sometimes challenges. But my achievement was to show to the African student in China that when we are together, we can achieve great things. And in China, we have really achieved great things. We have promoted the African cultures. We have shown a positive image about Africa. And Chinese have learned a lot about Africa, because there they also don't know a lot about Africa.
Right.
It was really a big challenge, but it was a great achievement. And, I think I was really proud for what we have achieved in ASUSU, that is the African Student Union in China.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so very much. Now, you working in the UN and possibly being in other missions and not staying at home in Cameroon, to be specific, you must have acquired survival skills. Yeah. So what survival skills would you like to share with anyone who is aspiring to serve as a UN volunteer?
Smile.
That's a survival skill? How does it get into context?
Yeah, being far from your family, your friends, and is not easy. And sometimes it can affect your work. It can affect the environment where you are staying sometimes. If you don't manage it in a good way, you may really feel bad, or it may have an impact, a negative impact. So I think smiling is the way of breaking all those mountains that are just standing in front of our challenges.
Wow.
So that is my first mean, smiling, and that's why I'm doing my best to always be happy, and
no matter the circumstance.
And also, when you are smiling to someone, it's contagious. Even if the person wasn't happy, even if the person wanted to do something bad, it may impact the person.
Sure.
And yeah,
sure.
So I think that is the most important for me. Out of the remaining survival skills. So yeah, I think smile is
paramount.
Paramount.
Okay. So how has your life changed by working and living in South Sudan? By the way, before you answer that, how long have you been here?
I came here the 28th of March.
Oh, so okay. So you're still fresh. How your life has changed?
I think many things have changed. Mm-hmm. I got new friends.
Okay. Yeah, I can imagine.
New colleagues. Mm-hmm. I've known a lot of things in a short time.
Yeah.
Especially about South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming from China because there I've spent 4 years and the environment was different. And so here I'm a bit more close to people.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I'm learning because here everybody is really ready to share. As soon as you get in contact with someone, the conversation will start and you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
In less than 6 weeks, I've already learned a lot of things, not only about South Sudan,
okay,
but also about the other countries, because the mission is a melting pot of cultures, of countries. And yeah, so this has really impacted my stay here. And I think this is the big changes that have happened during this specific time. And I think being here, I don't need to take a flight ticket to go to I don't know, America or France or South Africa or Ghana, because they are all here.
All right. That sounds really good. Let's take a break. Share with us your next track.
My next track is We Need Peace.
Mm.
We Need Peace is a Cameroonian song. Is the combination of many artists coming from all the regions. Cameroon has the Francophone zone and the Anglophone zones,
yeah.
And they came together and produced this magnificent song. Is really important for me because of the message coming from that song.
Mm.
From the title,
We
Need Peace.
Yeah.
And from there, you can understand that Cameroonian, they have potential, they have talent, they have skills, and they are, I would say, begging the leaders to create a good environment, a peaceful environment, so that they can show to the world that they are able to achieve great things. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the crowd does do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Hey. I know this is where we dig go. No future for leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, les choses qui arrivent aux autres, comment déjà m'arriver?
Hey.
Guns everywhere, people don't care.
Hey.
Blood everywhere, we're living in fear, living in fear. Le pays va mal, trop de problèmes, ça ne va pas. Oh, yeah, c'est pas le genre d'histoire qu'on veut raconter, raconter à nos enfants.
En contrôle de l'âme, en contrôle de drame. On perd trop nos proches, mais demain on se dit. On veut la paix, protégeons notre terre. Menons la main, sont les âmes de mes frères.
Together we stand, divide we fall. Même si dans together, tout est matin. Cause together we stand, divide we fall.
Give me the mic, yo. Economy is breaking down. Dead bodies on the street, bodies on the ground. People they enter Sosongo when they hear the sound of AK-47. People they fear say ghosts don't enter town. A lot of innocent blood dripping, bullets everywhere. Better deter my people, put your lighters in the air. You wanna count how many people die, how many don't divide, how many know they go school again, how many migrate to survive.
Make yourself politician, say make them create solution. We know one stay for bush no more. One come back for city. Yeah, picking them then I for local. We want make them go back for school. Loving your brother, loving your sister. Think what we get for doing.
Les enfants en quoi que qui sème la guerre colle de chaos. Des innocents sont sans vie sur le carreau. Parfois on pose des actes sans prendre conscience de leur impact. Arrêtons de ternir notre drapeau. Pourquoi vous aimez nuire? La solution ici mes frères ce n'est pas tout détruire. Vous qui recherchez gain de cause en commettant des crimes, sachez que même demain vos propres enfants seront des cibles.
Oh, na.
Somebody come on me. What I don't pass by me.
Yes, and that's a beautiful sound there. We need peace. Welcome back to the Spotlight on Radio Miraya. And today we are profiling Iwolo Joachim, who is sharing with us his interesting journey. He's serving as a UNV in South Sudan. Yes, Joachim. Mm-hmm. How have you adjusted to the conditions in South Sudan that may be so different from your country? Before you answer that, do we share the same temperatures with Cameroon, or Cameroon is a bit colder or hotter?
I would say we don't share the
Is Cameroon warmer or
Cameroon is called Africa in miniature because everything you find in Africa you'll find it in Cameroon.
Okay.
And even the temperature, the South Sudanese temperature, you can find it in the northern part
in some
of
parts
Cameroon.
Of Cameroon, yeah.
So but I didn't really I've not been in the northern part of Cameroon.
Okay.
So the temperature is
a bit high
for me. Especially when I came, it was really hot.
And yes.
Yeah, and for me it was good because for many months I was not drinking a lot of water, and it's important for my health. So when I came here,
you're taking water automatically.
Yeah, automatically.
Okay.
So.
Right. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what luxurious thing would you go with you? Would you take with? And why that thing?
Water.
Oh, I expected you to say music or something. Okay. So water, why?
Because water is life. Mm. And even small water, I can survive.
You can survive. Yeah. Other people would say, if I can carry my internet and my phone, that's it for me. Wow. Mm. this met me by surprise, by the way.
The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Miraya.
Welcome back to The Spotlight. We are with Iwolo Joachim, who is a United Nations volunteer working in South Sudan. Yes, Joachim, who are the people that have been most influential in your life?
My mom first.
Okay.
Because,
why so?
I think if I am who I am today, is mostly because of her. I'm coming from a very poor background, and my mom didn't have a lot of money to push us up and to put us to good schools. And it wasn't easy for her. And but she was still guiding us, giving good advices, telling us, like, we'll be great people if we believe in ourselves. And the way she was living, she really sacrificed everything. When she had something, she would not go for fancy clothes or I don't know what she likes, but she'll go for something that can really help her children to grow, to learn, and to be great people.
Right.
And she really taught me how to live for others and how to be happy when you see someone happy.
Mm-hmm.
So your happiness is coming from the happiness of people that you have helped, people that you are working to put them into a good way.
Right. Yes, speaking about family, out of curiosity, how many children does your mom have?
10.
Wow.
Yeah, 10. The number. 5.
And where do you lie?
5. Yeah, 5 girls and 5 boys.
Wow, lucky to have that balance.
Yeah, it's well divided.
So are you the 5th boy or the first boy?
How old are you? Yeah, I'm the 5th.
Mm.
I'm the 5th. I'm the last one.
Okay.
So I don't have younger brother, but I have younger sisters.
Oh, okay.
I have 2 younger sisters.
Okay, yes. Right. Okay, let's have a short musical break. Mm. What is your next song?
My next song is Repartir à Zéro.
Mm.
It's still the French rapper, La Fouine, but here is featuring with one of the Comorian famous artists.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Soprano, and the music is really emphasizing on no matter the challenges, no matter the failures, people should never give up.
Right.
Yeah, repartir à zéro means start over. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Même en touchant le fond, ayant le moral à zéro. Là d'où l'on vient, on apprend à repartir à zéro. On garde la tête haute, on apprend de nos fautes. Même le moral à zéro, on repart à zéro. Même en touchant le fond, ayant le moral à zéro. Là d'où l'on vient, on apprend à repartir à zéro. On garde la tête haute, on apprend de nos fautes. Le moral à zéro,
yeah,
on repart
yeah.
à zéro.
Quelques valises sur le palier, repartir à zéro. Quelques flics et quelques huissiers, le moral à zéro. J'ai vu ce frère partir trop tôt, le nez plongé dans l'héros. On se refait pas avec une plaquette de double zéro. Les deux pieds dans la merde, mais des rêves plein la tête. Des bâtons dans les roues, Marley, faut déployer ses ailes. Et puisqu'il faut vivre, et puisqu'il faut mourir. Si j'avais pas bicrave, mon frigo qui allait le remplir. Repartir à zéro comme chouchou, sortir du carplat. Rester assis devant ce juge à écouter ses blablas. Avec mes larmes et ma sueur que mon château j'ai bâti. Repartir à zéro, sans Rachid Adati. Des coups de pompe sur ses portes, j't'ai dit. On peut exploser ses portes, j't'ai dit. Le moral à zéro, plus bas est le moral. Un joint, un quartier, une feuille à rouler, une mission locale.
Même en touchant le fond, ayant le moral à zéro. Là d'où l'on vient, on apprend à repartir à zéro. On garde la tête haute, on apprend de nos fautes. Même le moral à zéro, on repart à zéro.
Welcome back to the Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasso, and our spotlighter is Iwolo Joachim. Yes, Joachim, what is it about volunteering that makes you so special?
I don't know if I'm special.
Of course you are. I mean, you've been impacting people way from childhood until today.
So the first thing is I'm sociable. Mm. Everywhere I'm going, I'm trying to always be with people, be close to people, understand their culture. And from there, I know how to deal with them, and I know my limits. I know how to make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a human being can live with any type of person. People that are close-minded, open-minded, people that are like strict.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, all those type of people, I think we can live with them without any problem, if we understand them.
Right.
If we understand their culture. And, yeah, so maybe that's why a lot of people like staying with me, because I know what to do. And from what I'm learning from your culture, your behavior, I can know how to deal with you,
mm-hmm.
how to live with you without any issue.
Yeah,
so,
Right. Wow. Do you love reading as a form of leisure?
Reading I like reading, but I think most of my readings are in the work context.
Okay.
Or maybe the academic context. But
okay, still, this question will still be relevant for you. What book has made the biggest impact in your life?
What book? Is a specific book written by a lot of people from the whole world.
Okay.
The name is I've forgotten the real title of the book, but he's talking about faith. Like, how can you really realize your objectives, your dream? How can you bring your dreams to come true? And it's really interesting because it's giving scientific explanations, it's giving religious explanations, and it's even given metaphysic explanations.
Right.
So from all those perspectives, you can have good insight, and you feel like all those different, if I can say, science and religion and all the others domains are converging to the same way. So maybe the words or the languages used are different, but the method is the same.
Right.
So
right.
Maybe I will advise people to read that book. The title of the book is...
Have you remembered it?
I'm trying to...
Okay.
I'm trying to have the name. And no, I didn't get the name.
We'll try hard to look for it. Well, Iwolo Joachim, it has been a pleasure to have you. And thank you so much for letting us hear your story on the Spotlighter.
Thank you. Thank you for your invitation.
Right.
And your nice questions.
I hope I did not push so hard on you.
No. I can confirm no.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, listener, thank you so much for tuning in. And do not forget that the Spotlight also airs on Saturdays, 8 p.m. to 9. Thanks to our producer, Martina Brooks, and the technical team. This is the Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu. Stay tuned.
Did you know that there are thousands of volunteers across the world serving to create lasting impact on our communities? That is just one of the many facts about volunteerism that you will hear on The Spotlight every Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Miraya, the Voice of Peace.